7 minutes. Thank you, Pastor Tim. You have been a great encouragement. Now that you've got such a glowing view of me, let me straighten things out just a little bit. And I will try to stick to 7 minutes, but I probably won't either. This has been a really neat morning, just recounting God's faithfulness, the way He works in our lives, just the fact that He has brought us really all to this place right here and right now, even in spite of our unfaithfulness and our silliness at times. God is working. He is working. In 2 Timothy 2:13, it says, if we are faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself. As many of you know, I did grow up in the southern Utah area. I've known about mesquite for a very, very long time, long before I was a believer, long before mesquite was anything. We moved to southern Utah in 1973 when mesquite consisted of Harley's Garage. I think the pepper mill was here, a couple hundred people, and it was just a dirty, dusty desert place. I delivered furniture down here in the mid-1980s when it was still just a dusty desert place. A few more businesses, a few more people, and that was it. And from then on, from the mid-80s on until about 2005, 2007, I knew mesquite from just what I could see on the way by on the freeway at 75 miles per hour. Well, I tell you all of that because that is the mesquite that I had in my mind roughly 20 years later as God had called me into ministry and somebody suggested to me, well, what about mesquite? And I didn't even know if there was an opportunity here or not. And I looked at that person and I said to them, and in a sense, I said to God that I would rather have my eyes poked out with a wooden stick than go to mesquite. Two lessons. First of all, be careful what you say to God. God is not especially vindictive toward His children, but God is a God of vindication. And so be careful what you say. But most importantly, the lesson is God is faithful. God is faithful, even in spite of my silliness, my faithlessness, and the things that we say sometimes. God is faithful, and He desires to give His children what is best for them and most glorifying to Him. And for that reason, I am so thankful for God's faithfulness because I do. I love mesquite. I love you. I love this fellowship. I love being used of God here. 7 years ago, that would not have, I could not have said that. I didn't know. I didn't foresee that, but God did. God did. And I look forward to His faithfulness in the future. Because God is faithful, He guides us in the past. That is why you and I are here today. He is guided. He is orchestrated in many cases our past and brought us to this place as a family right here and right now. After Janine and I got here and saw that God really is wise. Wow, he knows. We saw why He brought us here. We sat down and we counted since the point in time that God had called us into ministry, we counted no less than 16 closed doors that brought us here. That is 16 churches that I had the opportunity to speak at and visit with the potential of this could be the place. This could be the place. 16 closed doors. Some of those churches didn't want me. That hurt. some of those churches, we didn't want them. So there. Some of those churches' fellowships don't exist anymore. Some of those fellowships have split. But God used Tent Makers Bible Missions to guide me here. And I am very thankful for that. God led you here as well, and I am thankful for that. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." And because of God's faithfulness, God grows us in the present. He's guided our past and He grows us right here and now. We are experiencing some growing pains here. To God be the glory. It is exciting. He is growing us numerically, but more importantly, He is growing us spiritually. He has grown me. I'm thankful for that. But I got to tell you, there are a few things. In fact, Dave mentioned this as well. There are a few things that make me drop to my knees and praise to God as much as seeing His faithful work in you, in the lives of others. Some of you have trusted in Christ for salvation as a result of God's work here in Mesquite through River Valley Bible Church. Some of you have grown in your knowledge of God. Some of you have grown in your relationships with God. Some of you have grown to the point that you desire to be used, available and used of God. 1 Corinthians 3:7, "So it is neither he who plants that is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase." 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, "He who calls you is faithful, who will also do it." He is the faithful one. He guided our past. He grows us in the present. And then He guarantees us a future. Now, there is no place in Scripture that specifically says that River Valley Bible Church as an organization has a future. But just like He has guided us in the past, He will guide us in the future. And then there are many places in Scripture that describe God's guaranteed faithfulness toward His children, toward those who love Him. In fact, Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who has promised is faithful." And because of God's faithfulness in the past and in the present, we are guaranteed His faithfulness in the future. As we love God's will, as we prayerfully seek it, as we prayerfully desire to walk in step with it, just like He guided our past, He will guide us into the future. He is faithful. As we love God's Word, He will bless us with changed lives, lives that are transformed. We will mature. We will grow strong in God's Word. My prayer really is that River Valley Bible Church would be known in Mesquite as a church that loves God's Word. We love God's Word. We love God, and we love His teaching. We love the fact that it goes way beyond numeric growth. He has a future for us. He desires to give us exceedingly abundantly beyond what we can even ask or imagine. And I pray that we would become known in this community as a congregation that loves God's Word, teaches God's Word, lives God's Word, and has impacted many through God's Word being taught accurately and boldly here. You and I don't know exactly what the future holds, what our next steps are really even, but God does. And as we love God's wisdom, He will bless us with wisdom liberally. We will be able to make God-honoring decisions. And while today marks River Valley Bible Church's graduation into independence from Tent Makers Bible Missions. As we see how God has used Tent Makers Bible Missions in growing River Valley Bible Church, we have the opportunity really to continue a close-knit partnership with them and others like them, other organizations like them, so that we can reach even beyond our own community into other dusty desert places like Las Vegas and East Valley Bible Church, the mountains of Colorado through Casa de la Biblia, Jonathan and Bethany Cohen, and even the other side of the world in Asia through the Platt family. So this today is not the end of a partnership. We are simply graduating, I pray, into a better understanding and better usability toward a faithful God. Psalm 9:10 says, "And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." And Romans 8:31 says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" At this time, I'm going to have Ron Thompson and Tim Miles both come up, and I would like to have our leadership as well, John Larson, Jeff Bird, Dave Neufeld, come up. We'll turn the time over to Ron in just a moment here, but in fact, I'll just turn it over to you now.
We have a little presentation that we like to give to graduating churches. I'll read you what it says. The print is kind of tiny, but because we want this, wherever you decide to hang it, Pastor Craig, to really be emblematic of the bond that continues between River Valley Bible Church and Ten Makers Bible Mission. And though the church graduates, as you've noted, the partnership continues. And we wrote this, presented to River Valley Bible Church from Tent Makers Bible Mission. "In matters of doctrine, be passionate to defend the fundamentals of the faith. In matters of ministry, become passionate to edify the body of Christ and exemplify the love of Christ. In matters of practice, be dispassionate to the trends of the world that embrace convention over biblical conviction." And the verse that we anchor all this on is 1 Corinthians 15:58. "Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." And dated today, Pastor Craig, we want to present this to you. And would it be would this be a good time for Pastor Tim to lead us in prayer of dedication for the future that all three of you men, Pastor Davis, Planter, and you, and Pastor Tim, as a trainer of the current pastor, to lead us in a prayer of dedication. Let me present this, however, to you men as well, and we need to smile.
Thank you.
Right in that way.
Father, we are so thankful for your faithfulness, because that's what this day is about. You are the one who planted this church and has directed people to come here, have provided for the needs of it, have provided the pastor, the elders and deacons, and this wonderful congregation that is here. And Father, we know that the local church is something that you established in the New Testament as a means of reaching communities and beyond. And Father, we pray that the impact of River Valley Bible Church on Mesquite, Nevada, then neighboring communities and on from there would be untold in numbers and what you do. Father, we know that every person who has received training here, many who move on and go to other places, there is a part of this ministry already throughout this nation and perhaps throughout the world. And Father, we thank you that what is established now carries on for generations to come until you come back for us. And so again, we thank you for all you've done, for all you are yet to do. And we just commit this work to you and pray that you would bless it and use it. Keep this congregation unified in your word, unified in your spirit, and in their purpose. For it's in your name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Time is yours.
Don't you love hearing the stories? We need to hear the stories. The best thing about them is they're true. We can hear stories, and if they're not true, we are less blessed. But as Tim mentioned, and for myself as well, to watch the development and the unfolding of each of the circumstances as God brought Pastor Dave to this area, and it's already been documented. Just the steps that the Lord used, and to bring Pastor Craig here, I do know in point of fact, because I was serving with a sister mission organization, Biblical Ministries Worldwide, at a time when they spoke at a church in Tremonton and were unanimously called to that church, and God gave no peace. And so God is so specific in the way that He directs in your life as well, bringing you here, the individuals that God will use you in their lives. And so no less specific is God's direction. 1 Corinthians 15:58 was the verse that is on the plaque that we presented. And three brief thoughts in regards to that one verse. Be steadfast, immovable, Paul said to the Corinthian church, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. There are just three things that I see in that I want to present to you as a body of believers who already are exemplifying this, but don't stop. Don't stop exemplifying this. And the first statement is be settled, because Paul said to the Corinthian church, therefore, be steadfast and immovable. It's a great word because it means to settle in. Now, we live now in Wyoming. We lived 36 years in Utah. But we live in Wyoming where there were settlers. The pioneers were called settlers for a reason. They settled. They got a piece of ground. They went in. They worked up the ground. They built a log cabin, and they settled there, and they dug in. And that really is the idea of that word when he says, be steadfast and immovable. As a body of believers, that's what you are here. It won't be long, and you'll build your own building that will be yours, and as a congregation, you will own that together, and it will be a place where you reach out to a lost community, where you feed believers. In fact, I have said so many times, hundreds of times, no doubt, that when you plant a church, you really plant three things. One is for Christians, one is for the unsaved, and one is for future generations. The one that's for Christians, when you plant a church, you plant a harbor. And a harbor is a place where you come in off the high seas, sometimes a really miserable week. And this is where you come, and the rules are different here. And the textbook that you look at is different here. And the people who are your friends are different here. That's because this is a harbor, and this is where you come to get sometimes barnacles scraped off from you and sometimes put in dry dock because you need repairs. And it happens here, because when you plant a church, you plant a harbor. And the second thing is you plant, I used to say plant a home, but it's more than that. It's a homestead. And the ocean of prairie around LaGrange, Wyoming, has no trees except as you scan the horizon. Occasionally, there's a group of trees that you'll see off in the distance. And if you drove to that, you'd see that it's a homestead. It's not just a home. We live in homes. And then some people will live in a home for 5 years and sell it and buy a bigger home or a smaller home, as the case may be. That's a home. But a homestead is about generations. The people who planted the trees on those homesteads never expected to really enjoy those trees. That was for their kids and their grandkids and their great-grandkids. And they live on those homesteads. And when you plant a church, Pastor Dave didn't come here to plant a ministry that he would enjoy and then close it up when you leave and that's that. No. A ministry is planted for your kids and your grandkids and even your great-grandkids, because long after we're gone, unless the Lord comes to haul us all out of here, long after we're gone, the ministry stays and the word is taught. And generations are brought to Christ, discipled, and go out to serve. So it's a homestead. The third thing, and it's the third thing is for the unsaved, is hope. We plant hope. Because we meet people during the course of any given week who need that. They don't need a pep talk. They need the hope that only comes in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's the answer. He is the answer to the things that so many people are needing. So that's the planting of a church. So be settled. That's why not only do you need to be here, you need to stay here. And that is something that you do corporately. It's what you do together as a body of believers. Under gifted leadership, but every gifted leader will tell you how desperately they need each one that God has uniquely gifted to be a part of the church family. The second thing he says is be serving. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So it's something that we constantly do. Here's the great thing. And for me, this is a very personal thing, because when I was a little kid, and my folks split up when I was young, but there was a poor lady down the street named Phyllis Bowen. Her three sons, excuse me, were my brother Gary and I, our best friends. And she drove a rusted out old Packard. And she would come down and pick up my brother and I and take us to church every Sunday. Every Sunday. And Mom would get us up and get us ready, even if we didn't want to. But Phyllis Bowen was the one that would pick us up. That's what she did. And that was a great ministry. Now, looking back, you know, that was almost 60 years ago. To me, it was a big deal that somebody would take time to pick up two little kids down the street that could have easily been ignored and not picked up. You see, that's be serving, always abounding in the work of the Lord. There is somebody across the street. There is somebody down the street. There's somebody in your bowling league. There's somebody that you golf with. There are people out there whose lives we can impact. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Be serving. In little ways, big ways, just be serving. Serving one another, but above all, serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And last, the third thing is be sure. Be sure of what? Well, he says it at the end of the verse. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You know that. And he uses the word that means wasted. You know that what you've done for the Lord is not wasted. Almost anything we do, during the course of the week, in our careers, whatever we do is temporary. We just live in a temporary world until you step in here. And until you open the Word of God and you share with somebody, a neighbor, about what it means to trust Christ as your personal Savior. And that's eternal. And the rules are different here because they apply not only for now, but they apply forever. And the people that you are used of God to touch their life, to see them trust Christ, to see them grow, all of those things have an eternal consequence. Ours is a great privilege. Yours is a great privilege as River Valley Bible Church. Today is a big deal. And Tim has been approaching 30 years out here. Wanda and I have been on the field of Utah, Idaho, Nevada since college, for 44 years. And this doesn't happen very often. Very, very seldom. One of the most recent ones was Derek and June's Church Grace Bible Church up in Springville 4 years ago, and then Bill and Gloria Bagley, June's folks, 1 month ago. But it doesn't happen very often. This is a big deal. We congratulate you on that. It doesn't happen very often, and it doesn't happen accidentally. Well, how did you graduate as a church? I don't know. We just stumbled onto it. It doesn't happen. It happens intentionally. It happens because men and women and young people love God and love His Word and serve together and grow together. So we congratulate you on what you are, as Pastor Tim said, what you will yet become and do for the Lord. Let's close in prayer. We're thankful, Father, for our time together today. Thank you for the stories and understanding, the backdrop of River Valley Bible Church, for what you did in Pastor Dave's heart, taking him here, not the place that he perhaps was thinking about. For Pastor Craig and Janine, for bringing them here when they'd been unanimously called elsewhere. For Pastor Tim's insight in developing and helping disciple Pastor Craig years before he even went to Bible school, let alone thinking of pastoral ministry. And so, Father, we just thank you for the stories. Thank you for the stories that are as of yet unwritten, that you will bring to pass through the lives of the men and women and young people here who will serve you and impact others, that River Valley Bible Church will not only have now but continue to have a profound impact on this community that so desperately needs the hope that is only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for our time together this morning, the privilege of sharing on this very, very important day. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Pastor Craig.
What a wonderful morning of remembrance and of excitement, of looking towards the future.